Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
The first few weeks back at school set the tone for the entire year. But with new teachers, schedules, and expectations, it can feel like a lot. If you're looking to help your child start strong and stay confident, I've been using IXL to make that transition so much easier. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, it adapts to each child's level and pace, making it easy to spot and close learning gaps in just a few minutes a day before those gaps can snowball. Plus, it's trusted nationwide. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL, and it's used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. It's an easy, cost-effective way to get kids back into a learning routine and walking into class feeling ready and reassured. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. Listeners can get an exclusive 20% off an IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Face to face for the first time, Luigi Mangione and the mother and widow of the business executive he shot in the back.
They sat in the first row in tears and watched the assassin plead guilty.
Then, House of Horrors, 2 cold cases. Were they snuffed out inside this house?
And could there be more victims?
Plus, the jogger on a run. Was she being stalked?
This is so scary.
2 good Samaritans drove up and stopped her with a dire warning.
Then, a boy, his dad, out fishing. What could be more all-American than that?
Then this happens.
He caught a piranha. What was this dangerous fish doing in the lake? And who put it there? Then, Lindsay Clancy, her final text to her husband revealed.
Did she really say okie dokie as she was about to strangle her 3 youngsters?
Plus, the actor from The Karate Kid, rescued as floodwaters swept his neighborhood. And you've seen the outfits of the day.
This is Coco Lily's
dress from Shopo.
My headband is from Target.
Now it's conditions of the day, straight from the lifeguards.
We had high tide around 10 a.m. We have low tide around 4 today.
Plus, attack of the octopus. He can't get it off his face. Now, Inside Edition with Eva Pilgrim.
Hello, thanks for joining us. I'm Mary Calvi in today for Eva. Bombshell day for Luigi Mangione. The healthcare CEO assassin pleaded guilty, bluntly stating in court he shot the executive in the back. Also in court, the family of his victim who came face to face with Mangione for the first time. Allison Hall is there.
Open it up. Open that up.
Drama as the grieving widow and other family members of the slain UnitedHealthcare CEO leave court after coming face to face with his killer, Luigi Mangione. Incredibly, a spectator heckled them as they climbed into their vehicle.
Come on, take a run.
The anguished family members were seated in the front row, just a few feet away from Mangione, and sobbed as they heard him admit what he did, describing how he stalked Brian Thompson and shot him in the back on his way to a shareholders conference in Manhattan. I shot Mr. Thompson and he died. I knew what I was doing, Mangione said.
When Luigi first came in, he had his hands behind his back, and one of the family members had to grip another family member just to kind of, you know, kind of control their emotions.
Speaking out for the first time since his murder, Thompson's family says in a statement, "We are grateful the justice system has held the person responsible for this heinous act accountable. Now we look to the court to ensure that sentencing reflects the severity of this crime." Mangione faces possible life in prison when he next appears in federal court for sentencing on December 18.
No grievance, political belief, or ideological cause can ever justify murder. There can be no celebrity in assassination.
But even as he pled guilty, a handful of Mangione supporters were calling for his freedom.
Why do you still support him even though he just pled guilty?
I will eternally be grateful to him for waking up conversations that have been necessary in our country.
To those who idolize Luigi Mangione, I say this: violence is not a cause, murder is not a message, and a killer is certainly not a hero.
Mangione's defense attorney, Karen Friedman Agnifilo, also spoke out.
He endured years of severe, debilitating pain following a broken back while struggling to navigate our health care and health insurance systems. He believed that the system had failed him and destroyed his life.
Mangione is expected to serve his sentence in a U.S. penitentiary, possibly in Pennsylvania. Prisons expert Sam Mangel says Mangione is rolling the dice, hoping for less than a life sentence.
Getting him to a federal facility will not only ensure that he will be safer as opposed to going to a high-level security facility in the state of New York, where there's a very high likelihood that he will have some sort of bodily injury or death.
Mangione is scheduled to go on trial for murder in state court next month. Today, his legal team filed a motion to get that case thrown out on grounds of double jeopardy. Cops are calling it a disturbing house of horrors while searching this sprawling property. They say they found shocking videotapes that may finally help solve what happened to these two missing women. Justin Finch is at the house with the latest.
Was this dilapidated property a torture chamber and slaughterhouse for these two young women and possibly more?
It's dark. It's real dark.
The house in Philadelphia was inhabited by Ray Horsch and his son Eugene. The father, who died last year, was a notorious filmmaker specializing in violent bondage movies. The son, described by neighbors as a psycho, has a long rap sheet for drugs and assault. Cops say they uncovered the horror when they pulled Eugene Horsch over, and during that traffic stop, they say they found him in possession of an illegal weapon, and that led them here to search his sprawling home. Forensic investigators in hazmat suits have been scouring the property. They say they found suspicious chemicals, hidden compartments, urns with cremated human remains, and writings related to serial killer Ted Bundy. But most disturbing of all, video depicting the torture and death of these two cold cases, Maribel Freses and Gabrielle Amarando.
What we saw is these two girls alive. There's a period of time and what appears to us that they're deceased.
Gabrielle was 22 when she disappeared in 2012. Maribel went missing from rehab in 2018 when she was 27.
One day the phone calls just stopped and we knew it was something deeper.
Dawson Freses is Maribel's brother.
What do you think happened to Maribel?
From what I've heard and saw on the internet, it's dark. You know, it's twisted, it's evil, it's sadistic.
Cops fear there could be many more victims. They say they found 600,000 images and 70,000 videos on multiple hard drives and have so far only looked through 5% of the material. One possible victim, 35-year-old Blair Tonzelli. Cops found her ID on the passenger in Eugene Horsch's car when they pulled him over. We spoke to her cousin, Angela.
She was a sweet, awesome kid. I can't imagine what she must have went through. It's just something out of a scary movie.
Eugene Horsch's lawyer says he's innocent, claiming investigators are barking up the wrong tree when it comes to the missing women. Like millions of women, she takes daily jogs through her neighborhood, but on this day she got quite the scare when she says some Good Samaritans warned her she was being followed.
This is so scary.
Was this jogger being stalked?
I'm running in this car, skirts up next to me, and they're like, this guy has been chasing you.
Abigail Dye is training for a marathon, but on this run in Houston, she says something really scary happened.
Abigail says while she was running, two Good Samaritans drove up and stopped her with a dire warning.
The warning that a man was running after her was captured on Abigail's cell phone video.
He's riding right after you, so he got in the car.
Abigail says these are the kind souls, Veronica Ontiveros and her nephew, Justin Schmidtgen. Veronica was on her balcony when she says she spotted a suspicious dude stalking the jogger.
All of a sudden, we see him turn around like really quickly, and then we just saw the runner running. And when we saw the runner running, I was like, hold on, what's going on? And he looked at her. And as soon as he looked at her, he started running after her. And then this when I woke up Justin. I said, Justin, wake up, something's happening. Get your keys, let's go.
Abigail says when she turned to face the man, he quickly walked away in the other direction. She and the Good Samaritan say he was around 6'3" and 200 pounds.
As a female who runs a lot, you can never be too careful.
Abigail is a former TV reporter who's covered a lot of scary stories in her career, but she says the incident really shook her up. She keeps thinking about what might have happened, and she's counting her blessings.
It scares me thinking about what could have happened if these two people didn't intervene.
Ladies, stay aware. Please stay aware.
Surveys show more than 80% of women experience some form of harassment, ranging from catcalls to assault while out running. We're hearing the final text sent by Lindsay Clancy before she strangled her three children, she says, in a moment of postpartum psychosis. She was writing to her husband, sending him on errands as she was preparing to strangle their kids. And she signed off with two words, okie dokie, with a heart emoji. Jim Murray has more.
Lindsay Clancy's last text messages revealed. The text sent in the final hour as she prepared to strangle her three young children are haunting. Any chance you want to do takeout? I didn't cook anything. It's been a long day, Lindsay texted husband Patrick Clancy. Yeah, Patrick replied. Okie dokie, Lindsay responded in an eerily lighthearted way. Then came texts about their dinner order.
She says Mediterranean Power Bowl, correct?
Yes.
From Patrick to Lindsay at 5:08 p.m., okay, I'll do scallop with pork belly risotto.
The text came as Lindsay sent Patrick to pick up a prescription at their local CVS, then for takeout at a restaurant near their home in Duxbury, Massachusetts. 1 hour later, Patrick Clancy returned home to the horrifying discovery that Lindsay had strangled their three children with exercise bands and then jumped from the second floor window, leaving her paralyzed for life. In court, there was also the reading of a loving text exchange from earlier on that fateful day.
Patrick to Lindsay, you're a good mama. Lindsay to Patrick, smiley face with hearts.
Veteran defense attorney Mark Iglarsh. What does the prosecution hope the jury will get from these texts?
The prosecution's hoping that the jury sees that she wasn't suffering a psychotic break. Okie dokie, that's a normal response.
Heartbreaking video was also played that showed the Clancy family on a visit to a Boston Science Museum just 2 weeks earlier. Lindsay holds 8-month-old Callan in a baby carrier. 5-year-old Cora plays with an exhibit. Then it's 2-year-old Dawson's turn. It's the last video of the family together.
And Lindsay Clancy's ex-husband, Patrick, who already testified for the prosecution, will return to the stand next week as a witness for his wife's defense. Well, he's one of the most recognizable villains in modern movies, the ruthless instructor from Karate Kid. Now the actor who plays the role is involved in a real-life drama, having to be rescued from rising floodwaters.
First responders bring a man and his dog ashore after they were trapped in a raging flood. Wait, does he look familiar? Yep, that's actor Martin Cove, who starred as the villain of the Karate Kid movies and also the Netflix spinoff Cobra Kai.
I founded Cobra Kai.
All of a sudden, I turned around and looked out the back, and 10 feet from the house was a raging river.
The 79-year-old actor says he was with his girlfriend and 12-week-old puppy Winston when the rising floodwaters surrounded his house in Tennessee. He shot this video as water swirled around the house. A team of firefighters reached him by boat and brought everyone to safety, including Winston the dog.
We're here with our heroes.
Filled with gratitude, he took this photo with first responders. Violent storms have been hammering the Midwest in recent weeks, causing dangerous floods. Watch as a family of deer is swept away in a flooded river in Indiana. And imagine this happens on your first day of school.
It is bus 11. How are you going to get to it?
Y'all, I don't know about this.
I don't know.
It's definitely a rain delay for the first day of school.
Please be safe.
It's an iconic movie moment when the ghosts of baseball past emerge from a cornfield in a field of dreams, fulfilling the prophecy, if you build it, they will come. Now it's being recreated with current All-Star players.
If you build it, they will come. But who's that coming out of the cornfield? It's baseball's annual Field of Dreams game in Iowa. And just like the classic movie, out of the stalks of corn emerge some of baseball's greatest old-timers. Look, there's Yankee legend Joe Torre and Cal Ripken Jr. In the movie, they were ghosts. But these guys are living legends, one and all. And check this out. Last night, 10 Disney princesses performed together at Disneyland. There's Jodie Benson, who played Ariel in the animated Little Mermaid, with Halle Bailey from the live-action version. Paige O'Hara sang the part of Belle from Beauty and the Beast. Lea Salonga was Mulan. And Brandy, who once played Cinderella. A magical concert that ended like a fairy tale.
Disney Princess, the ultimate concert celebration, starts streaming this Sunday on Disney Plus. And we'll be back with much more Inside Edition after this.
Next, a boy, his dad, out fishing. What could be more all-American than that?
Then this happens.
He caught a piranha. What was this dangerous fish doing in the lake? And who put it there? And you've seen the outfits of the day.
This is Coco Lily's
dress from Shopo.
My headband is from Target.
Now it's conditions of the day, straight from the lifeguards.
We had high tide around 10 a.m. We have low tide around 4 today.
Plus, attack of the octopus. He can't get it off his face. Inside Edition with Eva Pilgrim. We'll be right back.
This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in 4 fun colors, stylish, spacious Bobopedic sofas, and feature packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real 5-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's Furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
I've always dreamed of being able to order my coffee in Italian like a local, instead of just pointing at the menu and hoping for the best. There's something about speaking another language with real confidence that opens up a whole new world of experiences. That's why I'm so excited about Rosetta Stone Sapphire. It's their biggest launch in over a decade. It takes that research-backed method we all know and trust and adds fresh, cutting-edge features that make it easier than ever to go from knowing a few phrases to speaking naturally about the topics you actually care about. What I love is that you aren't just memorizing vocabulary lists. You learn entirely in your new language through visuals and audio, just like you did as a kid. One of my favorite new features is Chat Missions. It turns conversation practice into a game, putting you in real-world scenarios, like ordering at a restaurant or asking for directions, and giving you missions to complete. You get real-time feedback along the way, so you build that confidence before you ever have to use your skills in the real world. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners of this podcast can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. This gets you access to Rosetta Stone Sapphire in 25 languages. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/rs10.
This kid was fishing in a Pennsylvania lake when he reeled in a piranha. It's shocking because the sharp-toothed predators usually only swim in much warmer tropical waters.
It's something straight out of a classic all-American scene. A boy and his dad out fishing.
Maybe they're like deeper.
But what happened to this youngster is out of a monster movie.
As soon as he saw it, he knew it was a piranha.
You heard right. 8-year-old Seamus Coffey was fishing at this lake in Pennsylvania and caught a piranha. Piranha, the very name, conjures a fearsome array of teeth, a man-eating terror. The Addams Family character Wednesday uses two bags filled with piranhas to seek revenge on the swim team in the Netflix series. And there was the tank filled with piranhas in the James Bond movie You Only Live Twice.
They can strip a man to the bone in 30 seconds.
Piranhas are not native to American water, so how on earth did one end up in this lake in Pennsylvania? Wildlife officials believe it may have been in an exotic home aquarium and illegally released in this lake behind me.
It's pretty likely that a pet owner, instead of finding a proper place for someone to rehome the fish, instead decided to make it someone else's problem and put that fish into the waters of Pennsylvania.
Did you think about eating the piranha?
No.
Seamus's dad, Michael, tells me the youngster has a nickname now that word of his piranha exploit is spreading far and wide.
Everyone's been calling him Famous Seamus.
That's one nasty fish he caught.
Speaking of scary sea creatures, check this out. That's an octopus latching its tentacles on a fisherman's face, and it won't let go. He clubs it with a piece of bamboo, and eventually the octopus does let go and is tossed back into the water, ending the terrifying tug of war. Coming up, lifeguards having fun at the beach while delivering important information. You've seen sorority rush videos where college students show off their outfits of the day. Well, now lifeguards are going viral while sharing important information.
We've all seen those viral sorority rush videos.
This is Coco Lily's
dress from Shopo.
My headband is from Target.
And these sorority sisters from the University of Florida are dancing in workout gear. Now, lifeguards all over the country are showing their dance moves. But along with fancy footwork, they're sharing important information.
High tide's at 3:23, low tide's at 8:32.
Lifeguards usually post conditions on chalkboards at the lifeguard stand. But these days, there's also TikTok.
What's up, UV's 10?
Good morning, South Beach.
This lifeguard is in South Beach.
Today, we had high tide around 10 a.m. We have low tide around 4 today.
And these dudes are in North Carolina.
We got green flags today. We got a high tide at 2:17 and low tide at 7:24.
Today, we have red flags, believe it or not. We have a UV of 10.
It might be lighthearted, but they all know there's a serious message here.
Stay safe and swim near a lifeguard.
Good advice. Still ahead, a Spider-Man surprise.
Matching outfits, extravagant birthdays, many nicknames, a few classic moves of a dog-obsessed parent. At Ollie, they're obsessed with how obsessed you are with your pup, which is why they obsess over giving your dog the best. Ollie's fresh, human-grade recipes are developed by real chefs and backed by vet nutritionists. The meals are perfectly portioned and come with a pup-tainer and scoop for easy storing and mess-free serving, delivering the best experience for you and your pup. And through the Ollie app, you can actually check in on your dog's health with real vets. By uploading a picture, their team can check your dog's weight, digestion, teeth, and coat. They'll then provide next steps on how to keep them thriving. And because they're just as obsessed as you are, there's zero judgment if you check in every day. You could say Ollie feeds the obsession. Go to ollie.com/firstbox and use code FIRSTBOX to get 70% off your welcome kit. Ollie, feed the obsession.
Finally, it is expected to be another big weekend for Spider-Man at the box office. And when one moviegoer picked up her friend to go to the theater, she got a really big surprise.
I'm about to go watch Spider-Man with my friend, and she told me to turn my phone. Oh my God.
OMG is right. Her friend's wearing a Spider-Man costume to the movie theater. And when she reveals the size,
it's a kid's XL.
It's a Spider-Man laugh fest.
Lots of Spider-Man spirit. We'll see you next time.
I've realized lately that the products I use every single morning genuinely affect how I feel for the rest of the day. If something feels heavy, greasy, overly makeup-y, or complicated, I just stop reaching for it. That's why I've been loving Primally Pure's new Sun Serum Tinted SPF. It gives mineral SPF 30 protection and enough coverage to make my skin look even and healthy, but it still looks like my skin. It has this really fresh, lived-in glow, and their lip and cheek tint has become one of those products I keep throwing on throughout the day because it makes me look instantly more awake and put together in like 10 seconds. The whole vibe just feels very effortless. Skin first, clean girl beauty. Products that enhance your skin. If you've been wanting your routine to feel lighter, simpler, and more natural this summer, definitely check out Primally Pure's Sun Serum and Lip and Cheek Tints.